Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back at 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging with me today. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and it's a little bit of small business heaven when you get there, ladies and gentlemen, and that's my promise to you. We do what we can to make sure that site is as effective and as useful as it can be. And, of course, as you know, thanks to our great corporate sponsors, it's free to you. So check out the archives and the articles and the live show and the replay and all the other things that are there, including noodle around there and find Mr. Bill Hubbard, Mr. William Hubbard, on our website list. And Bill is one of the original members of our Brain Trust. He is the original human resources expert on our show. He's the author of The New Battle over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, he's our friend. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and to all the listeners.
Bill, I can't think of anybody that I would rather in the whole entire world, maybe even the universe, that I would rather have talk to us about long-range human resources trends. And I'd like for you to talk to us about some of those today.
Well, every once in a while, it's good to kind of take a step back and look at the bigger picture. You know, we're always in there fighting the fires and in the middle of trying to sort out the forest for the trees. And every once in a while, it's good to kind of step back and look at what's happening over the next hill or the second hill or the third hill and get a feel for the longer range picture. And that's kind of what today's issues are about. And part of the information that I had, I drew from the Society of Human Resources Management. They conducted a survey of members and came up with a workplace forecast, a strategic outlook for the next decade or so. So this is some of the thoughts that we wanted to cover today.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that because, and I appreciate you bringing us the research, but I can't imagine. I mean, I've been around the marketplace for a while. You and I have probably started pretty close to the same time,
mm-hmm.
and I can't imagine a time more than the last 3 or 4 years when the way we deal with our humans has had. I won't say it's changed as much as the change has accelerated.
That's a good point.
And it's just really ramped up in the last couple of years. What are some of the things that the research showed?
Well, one of the things that they surveyed a number of human resources managers at companies around the country, and the key issues that they identified, obviously one of them is one that we can all identify very readily, is a leading concern for healthcare costs. And this is an issue that affects both the companies as well as the employees. And of the members that responded to the survey, 75% indicated that they had implemented changes to their health plans over the past year, trying to respond to the cost issue, to control costs, to manage this whole benefit area so that it doesn't get too far out of hand.
Of the three things that wake managers and owners up at night at 3 o'clock in the morning, the one that is the standard, I think, in terms of what keeps people awake at night who run businesses, it's this issue, the healthcare issue.
It's just that one area that has gone up so much, so fast, the cost is just continually rising.
And in each of the last three years, not counting 2004, because I don't know what those numbers are, it's gone up in double digits, like 11, 12, 13%, and of course that compounds year over year.
Yes, it does, and that affects the costs for the business. It affects your bottom line. It affects the benefits that you can provide to your employees, and so there's a number of things that firms are trying to do to deal with this. And obviously, a lot of the clients that I work with, they put their health plan out to bid every year, and they re-quote it and re-estimate it. Oftentimes, I'm seeing many companies change carriers more readily than what we used to see in the past is one of the issues that responds to this.
Well, and you know what else? I think this is giving a severe nudge to the outsourcing element in the marketplace, the outsourcing activity that's going on. What do you think?
Well, that's true, and that's one of the other longer-range trends. We're seeing more outsourcing kind of activity, both within the United States and even more significantly outsourcing outside of this country now.
Well, if you've got a whole sector of your business, and this is not so much small businesses because we don't have that much opportunity typically, but some of the larger small businesses do. But if a company can move 50 or 500 jobs to India and get the same work done, they consider it to be the same quality of work. And some assignments that can happen, and the healthcare is less expensive over there. The it's not just the wages; it's the healthcare. I mean, people talk about how much the wages are cheaper in other places. The benefits are cheaper.
That's a key factor in this.
And they can make one decision and drop a whole lot of money on the bottom line.
And this the buzzword for this is outsourcing and offshoring are the two key issues that are coming up. And we've seen this over the last decade in the manufacturing arena, and now we're seeing it impact on the white-collar arena.
Right, yeah.
So you mentioned the India thing, and a lot of things that are happening now is we're seeing call centers and customer service activities going overseas to places like India, where there's a good English-speaking language capability, but you can't tell on the telephone where your call goes to.
English is the international language of business. There's no question about it. But, Bill, the reason I used outsourcing instead of offshoring is because I think that's the better term, because that is something small business owners are doing.
Yes.
And that is they're saying to themselves, if this doesn't have to be done in-house, maybe I can find somebody else who can do that. I can get the same work done. I can manage a fewer number of people. I can provide benefits to a fewer number of people. I can let my vendor partner take care of those folks.
And they do it oftentimes better and less expensive because they specialize in that one activity.
Outsourcing is not, in small business is not a bad word if you understand what the real opportunities. No question about it. Bill, anything else on the healthcare?
That's the key area there in terms of that, and it has an influence in terms of some of the jobs going overseas.
Right.
Some of the other areas that we're looking at is the growing concerns over domestic security, workplace security. Two key issues to kind of point at there. One is individual instances of workplace violence. You know, it seems
right.
Like a day or a week doesn't go by that we don't read some story in the media about an individual coming to work with a gun or something of that nature.
Right.
So those kinds of circumstances are occurring. And then also, if we looked back at the bigger picture, the events of 9/11 certainly have changed the way we do business, the way we conduct our business, the way we evaluate.
It made a big impact on us, no question about it. Bill Hubbard, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Coming down the road, which we'll probably talk about next month in greater detail, which is HIPAA security, which basically deals with protecting the security of the electronic information that you have in your business, and whether you're subject to HIPAA or not. A lot of good ideas there.
Well, and you know, Bill, one of the things that may not be in your. Oh, I'm sorry. One thing I want to make sure we do, though, folks, is I won't be able to tell you how to get these books. Bill, I know they can get them at your websites.
Well, my website is hubbert.com, HUBBART.com.
Right.
And you flash up there and you see this whole string of books across the front, and you can click on any one of those images and it directs you to the publication source for those publications.
And can they get to your medical privacy stuff there too, can't they?
There's a flashing button that says New Information Medical Privacy, and that links you to a second website, medicalprivacy.info, and I have a HIPAA-compliant store with other items that I have self-published and put on the marketplace and sell there.
Folks, I encourage you to check this out. And, Bill, this brings me to another question, which may or may not be in your survey. You can tell me if it was, that, in the 21st century, it's not just about the new things that we have to do to deal with the 21st century employee, but all of the things that go with it, all the regulatory things, all of the privacy issues, the security issues, as you just mentioned, the medical privacy thing, it's a lot more complicated to have employees today than it used to be, isn't it?
It really is, and this is one of the issues that has kind of prompted the I guess I could say the growth of the human resources function and profession, because it requires somebody that can keep up with all these labor and employment laws and can steer the employer in the right direction to say, well, no, we really shouldn't deal with this issue this way because it violates the law. Here's a better way to deal with it. It's more competitive, it's more positive employee relations, and it keeps us legal.
Absolutely. And again, I don't know if that was in your research, but it's an area that that we can't just sweep. It's getting to the point now where you can't just, this is not something you can let go. It's becoming an elephant in the living room you can't deny, isn't it?
That's a good comparison, elephant in the living room.
Yeah.
Literally, every employment decision that you make is subject to some kind of a state or federal labor or employment law. So you really need to keep this as one of those extra issues that you read on the airplane, or you read in the bathtub, mm-hmm. or wherever is a good place that you can pick up a few minutes and just kind of keep abreast of what's happening.
That's where I read your book, Bill, in the bathtub. Yeah, no question about that.
Okay.
What about and folks, the thing is, that's what Bill does for a living. By the way, he helps people navigate this minefield that it can become. And if I encourage you to let him know, Bill. I know you work virtually with people all over the country, and folks, I encourage you to contact Bill if you'd like to know some more about this, and certainly take advantage of what he offers. Bill, what are some of the other things that the survey showed?
Changing demographics is a key issue. The baby boomers, those of us that have graying and thinning hair,
yeah.
are looking at retirement here in the next 5 to 10 years, so that's going to have a significant impact on the workforce in total. And the other key issue that impacts on this as well is the growing presence of Hispanic workers, so that there's a whole issue that for firms that are dealing with this, that have communication concerns, and not only just basic communication concerns, but literacy concerns as well.
Right.
So some firms are getting into more literacy training. They're working closely with their local community colleges, where a lot of these training resources are provided for free in many instances. It's just a matter of drawing upon it and using it. English as a second language training is another kind of a basis that's being used. And even basic job skills training sometimes is good as a way to kind of build your workforce, too.
Well, you know, Bill, you were talking about demographics. From a generational wave standpoint, there are 80 million of us, and there are only 30 million of the generation coming behind us.
Well, that's a significant impact. It's going to swell through. That's why one of the reasons it's impacting the medical issues, and the next generation it's going to impact on the retirement issues, and it's just going to have a significant impact on our whole working environment, the number of workers. It could potentially create a labor shortage. So a lot of issues are going to be occurring over the next 10, 20, 30 years that impact upon how we manage our businesses.
Well, those Gen Xers, the group behind us, Bill, those little rascals think differently than you and I do, don't they?
Well, they do. And one of the
they want to be treated differently, don't they?
They want to be treated differently, and they're much more used to working with the electronic tools and devices, the computer hookups, the email, the faxes, the cell phones, the instant messaging. And this is another one of the bigger issues that occur, is the technology in the workplace is a major change in terms of how we run our business, how we communicate with our workers. And it gives us a lot of opportunity for more productivity, for more diversity of where we have our people working. We can have off-site people or people working
right.
from home, and they can get a lot of things done for us and be very efficient in terms of how they manage the business.
Bill, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Hubbard, Hubbard.com is the website, 2Bs, 2Ts. Quick break, right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.